Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cass. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, we love all through the land.
Well, happy holiday out there. Hey. All of you who have made it back home from your travels, congratulations. Now what we have to do is put that positive energy out there and make sure that all of those that are traveling get home safely. It is Mindful Monday. We're going to be short and sweet. We got Tiffany coming on. Tiffany with an I. And I like to say that because that I means I will find the solution and I will get the job done. So she's going to care and share with us. But before we go into that, you know, without opposition, there is no growth. It is hard to argue with that logic. A state in which we are free from problems or constraint is not happiness. Happiness is transcending all opposition and obstacles and continuing to grow. And on that note, we're going to have them out there. You know, it's not about me, me, me. It's about we, because we're going through it out here. I'd like to send prayers out. Again, and I need you all to join me, whatever you, however you do it. You're writing the sand, you read the Bible, you chant, you do the crystal, you shake rocks. Put that positive energy out there. For New Orleans, they're in it. For New York, New Jersey, Mississippi, all around. I heard today that persons are returning back to Lake Tahoe. Yay, yay, yay. For the persons in New Orleans, they can't turn back. They've been asked to stay away until the stores get stocked and everything, but persons want to go back and see the condition of their homes. A lot of roofs were blown off down there, so the water didn't come in from the bottom. It came in from the top. So, you know, a lot of persons will go in and clean their refrigerators out. They have to restock and go back out again if they are fortunate enough to have somewhere to go. But let's just continue to send those prayers out there. And for all of you who was out there traveling, go get you a COVID test, okay? We got the vaccine, we got the spikes, and we got the shifts through this mutation out here. We have to stay safe. We have to do everything. You got the Alpha, the Delta, you got the Mu. Okay, I'm talking to you. Take care of you so that you can take care of others out there. I was reading today, we got 1,500 cases in Los Angeles and 11 deaths, okay? We need to get on top of this and stay on top of this. Before we get going, before we have Miss Tiffany with an eye coming in, I just want to send out this show and dedicate it to my friend, Evelyn Pace, who has always been there for everyone at any time, whenever, okay? Her son passed away. She was working on two other friends, preparing for their services, and now she has to prepare for her sons. So let's send her some prayer out there, because this is a lady that's always there for everybody. And we must be mindful. It's not about you. It's not about me. It is about we, okay? Well, I'm just going to break it down the southern way and say this about us. So I'm going to dedicate this song to Evelyn Pace, who's going through it. Send us some prayer for the Pace family, okay? And her family. I'll share a little quick story before we bring Miss Tiffany on with that eye, getting everything done. My mother passed away in 2008. She was sick. I was in Palm Springs, California, with this young lady, Evelyn Pace. My sister gave me a call at 3 o'clock in the morning. And, of course, she was boohooing and crying and yelling, and I was calming her down. I was in Palm Springs, California. My mother was in Houston, Texas. Could not get there. Wasn't around the corner. So I had to send the family there. I say, whisper these words in her ear, make sure that she's comfortable. And I got off the phone, and I looked at my friend, and I said, what's wrong with me? My mother is dying, and I'm just as calm. I'm just as relaxed. What is wrong with me? She says, oh. She said, because of the way that you live your life, you have been preparing for this moment. you have the strength that you need. And I looked at her, and I went to bed, okay? So now I must be here to do the same thing for her. Because if we cannot inspire each other and carry each other along, if we cannot take others' pain as our pain, then we don't need to be here. It's not about me, 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 me. It is about we. And I'm going to break it down and say it's about us. And on that note, I just thought I'd share that little story with you. But this show is dedicated to the Pace family. And I will get there and be there, hook a crook on the skateboard. If I have to fly in there on a bird's tail, I'm going to be there for her like she was there for me and like she's always there for everyone. So on that note, here we go. We're going to bring Miss Tiffany with an eye in here. And whatever I need to know, if I can't find a solution, I can guarantee you she'll point me in the right direction. Tiffany, are you on the air with us this evening?
Yes, I am. Happy Labor Day.
Thank you, and thank you for taking out time of your celebration or whatever one might be doing to come on and care and share with us today, because we wanted to make sure that everybody got in safely, and for those who are not in yet, we want to send those prayers out there and make sure that everybody has a victory out here. I said no matter if how you pray, whatever your faith is, shaking rocks, reading the Bible, chanting, doing crystal, writing in the sand, take all of that positive energy and push it out to others. And I'm going to be quiet. Welcome in, Tiffany.
How are you?
I'm okay. Just doing my duty over here, and I'm so glad you took our time. We're going to be what we call kind of like being mindful. You know, we go short and sweet on Mindful Monday, so I'm going to be quiet over here. What are we talking about here? What you want us to be mindful of, Ms. Tiffany?
I think best you said it, be mindful of each other. Everyone's going through something, and we all need each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can't be there for other people, then, you know, we're all part of humanity, and so why are we here? That is part of the reason why we're here, is to be there for each other and with each other.
Yes.
And my condolences to Miss Pace's family and to her for her loss.
Yes.
That's, you know, it's not always easy, but when you have support of friends and family, it makes it easier.
Yes, it does.
So.
Yes, it does, definitely.
So I think a lot of people must be, you know, out and about, relaxing, preparing for tomorrow's work week and things like that. Have you had anybody call in to tell you about?
I've had some information come
their
in.
Weekend.
You know, I started keeping up. But I know there's a lot of park goers there. And, you know, a lot of people like to go up to the lakes. And it was a beautiful day. But I also found out, I heard it over the news, and I got it from some persons that were picnicking and relaxing, that a lot of those lakes had algae. And they weren't able to, you know, get in and do what they had to do. So they just made the best of it because, you know, kids like to jump in the water. They like to play, and like you don't know what's lurking out there. You got the alpha, the delta, the mu, the whatever, the shifts. We just don't know what we're dealing with out there. But I did get the report that it was a lot of algae at quite a few lakes, you know, in New York. You know, they're going through what they're going through. But good news, a person's able to return back to Lake Tahoe, you know, from the fires and stuff, some of them that are going back. So we just got to just be mindful of ourselves so that we can help others out there. It's like being this stew pot together, okay? We might as well cook this beef and serve it out in a positive way.
Mm-hmm. I can say that even, you know, when you look on television and you think about the American people, we do help each other. And I say that because, you know, with the American Red Cross, we donate money to causes of people who are in distress and need help, and that's part of the American way, like United States mm-hmm. of America, the people of America really do that. And it's so nice to see, because you know that there's other, you're not alone, you know what I'm saying? They donate to the organizations, and the organizations go out there and help them. So, great, I think, in my opinion.
I think it's great. And seeing, you know, like down in New Orleans, Biden was surveying. He'll go back east. Yeah, we just have to reach out, hand out, and be there because it's not easy. But we you know, we do that a lot. We love, we hug, we take care of one another. But since this event, we haven't been able to do that. But, you know, we're resilient people, so you can't stop that goodness, okay? I look at it as goodness. Sometimes when you're trying to slide and get to find the right potato in the pot, you got to dig, dig, dig. But one thing I know about potatoes, when you put them in the pot and boil them all together, the skin eventually rubs off. They rub together until that skin is off. So we're like potatoes in the pot. So we have to all get in that hot water and just swish up against each other and squinch and clean and do whatever we have to do so that we can get squeaky clean. We're a bunch of potatoes in the pot, and it takes each and every one of us to be there for each other. And it's not a hard thing to do. But like I say, be mindful of others. And in order to be mindful of others, you got to clear your mind, okay? Get the cobwebs out.
And that's so important. That is so important. It's so important to clear your mind. So I hope a lot of people out there really did take some time to relax, enjoy, you know, meditate on life, clear their mind so that they can be the best versions of themselves.
Yes, I like that. The best version. You know, I'm writing, you know, I'm writing this down, don't you know? I like that. The best version of themselves. I love
because
it.
Because I believe people can be the best versions of themselves. I think just giving them information, doing a little research, they can get to a place where they do what's best for them and their family.
Mm-hmm.
I've never believed in just giving you or giving anybody anything without, well, I won't say that, knowledge to help you figure it out on your own. And I think people appreciate that. It's, you know, we're independent people.
Mm-hmm.
We're not dependent. Mm-hmm. So if we're independent, then we're intelligent enough to understand things and utilize the information that is given to us to do our own research and to find out what's going on in the world, especially
yes.
Now we're narrowing, we're getting close to the end of the governor's race, and that's very interesting. We'll see how that goes.
Well, I got my opinion on that, but, you know, I can't get on that podium because, you know, I'll go all the way to the left, and I'm just not going to do it. But, you know, I do believe in dealing with science, compassion, and common sense. But I also know some of us don't have no sense out there at all, so we won't even try to give them no common sense. But those three things, science, compassion, and common sense, is what's going to be needed in this. And on that note, I'm just going to zip it up over here because, you know, I'll get on that left foot and start flying. And that's not what we want to do on Mind for Monday, okay? Maybe think Thursday, but not Mind for Monday. We just want to make sure that the persons are coming in, they're home safely, and the ones that are still traveling out there remain safe, and we're going to send them all this goodness. If I may, I'd like to share this, you know, and it's all about happiness. It's all about happiness, and people get a misconception of that, and it says ultimately happiness rests on how we establish a solid sense of self or being. Happiness does not lie in outward appearances nor in vanity. It is a matter of what you feel inside. It is a deep resonance in your life to be filled each day with a rewarding sense of exhilaration and purpose, a sense of task accomplished, and deep fulfillment. People who feel this way are happy. Those who have this sense of satisfaction, even if they're extremely busy, are much happier than those who have time on their hands but feel empty inside. And you know we like to be real full and fat over here because we believe in victories, just like persons like yourself come on. And I keep putting those reminders and acclimates out there because when I'm doing it for others, Tiffany, I'm doing it for myself also. It's each one teach one, we teach each other, and it's we, and I'm going to sum it up, it's us. And on that note, when you say be out there and do what they have to do, everything is interesting. This whole time is interesting. And you just have to keep your mind open, be aware, understand, and stay alert. That's all you can do. And be ready to spin on a dime, because nothing is like it was before. You know, it's been that way, it's going to stay that way, and it ain't going to change. Well, we find it out differently, right? So things are ending out there. You know, the assistance, the unemployment, all of those things are ending. So it is going to be real interesting, okay? Very, very interesting. So I couldn't fall in that category, the worry about that, and wasn't going to do it, because if you leave it open for others, okay, because we live our lives based on cause and effect, and whatever cause you put out there, you're going to get that effect back. So I like happy, bright, and light, and to keep it move flowing, staying mindful so I can stay mindful of myself so I can help others. And I appreciate you, because I know you have a busy schedule, and they've been pulling after you left and right, and you still have things that you're working on. We spoke last week about we put out some information about a webinar that was coming out, but that did not happen because of technical devices. I just wanted to tell the listeners to stay tuned, and we'll get you posted on the next thing that we'd like to have you join us on. And I don't remember if it was going under, I don't remember the title of it, but I know we did mention it, but because of the technical malfunctions, it couldn't happen. So I just wanted to tell those who did not receive information about it, keep posted, stay abreast of what's happening. And we're getting ready to do some little surprises and some giveaways and all of that other stuff. So I like to tease. So just stay tuned, keep listening, follow us, call us. Our call-in number is 323-769-5879. Again, that number is 323-769-5879. Call in with your suggestions, your requests, your shout-outs. And, you know, once a week we do that love message. And we like for you to call in, to put a message out there for you. And keep in mind, it must be all positive, and it has to be happy, bright, and light, because we do not deal with dark clouds and negativity. But feel free, if you want to call out to Aunt Sue that's in Alaska, we'll do it for you, okay? And on that note, I'm just going to sit back over here, because you're getting me rattled up, and I know how you do things, but I'm not falling for it today. This is Mind for Monday. I hear that mind clicking over there. I know you, but I am so appreciative that you're coming on. As a matter of fact, we're going to try to trap you in here so you can always come in and do mindful for us. And we'll talk about some other things, because, you know, it's about sharing and caring. And it's about putting it out there. And it's about each one teach one. And that's what we're here to do, because as we're sharing and caring and educating you, we're sharing and caring and educating us. And as James Baldwin always say, if you know whence you came from, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. And I put my spin on it and say, oh, what you can do. So we're going to keep that positivity flowing. We're going to stay safe out here and keep ourselves healthy and be aware and make sure that we're there for others. You know, I was asking, I talked with you September the 11th. I think that falls on a Saturday, and that is an Ethiopian New Year's. That's a holiday. Some type of way, I would like to have you share with us, if you have an opportunity, and give us some information about that culture, maybe the Friday before. But we'll talk about it, but I like to put people on the spot, so let me hear a commitment. Let me hear a commitment.
I'll talk to you about it on Friday. But actually, it's a great event. It's one of the it's a small event in terms of the just the street. You know, it's just like literally a block or two. But the events and the food and the entertainment is really good. It gets you, it gives anyone who doesn't know anything about the Ethiopian culture an introduction to it. So you'll learn about how we drink coffee, because it's a ceremonial way that we drink coffee. We just don't, you know, pour the cup of coffee and drink the coffee. It's more of a ceremony, gathering with friends. We share a lot over coffee.
Okay.
So, and the food and the way we eat our food and the dance and just the spirit is so great on that day. So that's September 11th is the new year, and that's what we celebrate, the new year coming in.
Okay.
We don't do it January.
Okay.
But we do it in September.
Well, we got, you know, a couple of days in between here, and some kind of way we going to fit it in and put it out there to remind. And the more information I get about it, I know that it draws a big crowd, but, you know, doing this event, we don't know how that's being done. So I'd like to get the information, because as much coffee as I drink, I really need to know the ritual, okay? Maybe maybe I'll learn how to drink it and really, really celebrate it, because I definitely drink my coffee. I don't talk to anyone in the morning before I have my coffee. Don't even try it. It's not going to work, okay? It just won't work. So I would love to come down and learn about those traditions and cultures, and that's what we have to do. We have to learn about each other. We have to dialogue about each other. You know, we're cultures within cultures, you know, and when persons know that you're showing an interest in that culture, that builds relationships, and that's basically what we do here. So I appreciate you sharing it, but I knew it was September 11th when everybody talking about the Twin Towers falling. We talking about learning the proper way to sip on that coffee and to learn about that culture, and it's exciting. So I'm going to stay on it. I'll put it out there if I may, because we'll come on tomorrow. Tell it Tuesday, I'll mention it again. I just need to get some particulars about it. And then we'll come again, for Think Thursday. But Stephanie Haynes will be with us tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about opening up the heart, and she will be dealing with that heart chakra. You know, she educates us on those chakras. So I'm sort of like looking forward to this. I need to go do some research and homework so I can ask her something, because she's just like you. She knows how to pull it out of you. So when you ask me that question, I need to have some factual information and not sitting over here digging in my ear, because you two ladies will keep those brain cells moving, and that's why you're here with us. That's why we like you. Come on. We appreciate you, because we care and we share and we educate and unify and collaborate here. That's what we're all about. But keeping in mind, we're happy, bright, and light. What is the thing? It says resolve to be the sun, that no matter what problems you may face, the dawn will always break free, and fine weather will always return, and spring never fails to come. So with that type of reminders, and I put those out there because it might be one word or one something that would touch someone that's going through something. And if it's not but one word, hopefully we keep you from jumping off the roof, okay, because we already need to be here together, and I'm not going to be down there to catch you. So I might as well try to empower you so that we can be here standing side by side with each other, because we have to prop each other up. And with you coming on, Tiffany, with us this evening, it has been a very exciting thing here. It's just been exciting. So what would you like to leave us with here? Give us a word or two, or just, it's up to you. I don't like to put words in your mouth.
Well, you know, Linda, it's always hard to come after you've given us such inspirational quotes and things to think about.
Okay.
It is. I mean, you summed it up perfectly. It's always great to come on your show, because you always are so bright and cheerful and factual.
Well,
and again, it's like, as I said some time ago, it's like being on the show is like talking to a friend and in the living room or in your dining room. It's just a nice conversation.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad. because that's what it's intended to do, and you're the same way with the information that you give us. And I tell anyone, it's always relaxing. It's always comfortable when a person is moving from their heart. So everything we do is heartfelt, and I'm glad you're feeling it because we're feeling yours. That's why we keep asking you to come back on. You know, great minds move alike, okay? They think alike.
Oh.
And you want to surround yourself. You want to read fine books and be around fine people, okay? And fine people move in the same direction. You have to keep yourself open so that you can alternate because, you know, everybody not the same. None of us the same. We all got our issues. But if you rub together in that stew pot, the potato skins eventually will come off. So as long as we can keep boiling the water and putting the fire up under the pot, we're going to do that. But we appreciate you because you are feeling exactly what we're trying to portray out there. We are not CNN. We give you information, we share and care, and we try to educate you with the education that we get. We're not the top scholars over here, but, you know, we kind of been around, okay? We're learning. We're all growing together. So, as again, I will say on that note, each one teach one. We are moving out forward. I want people to be aware of this stuff that's going on out here. We're talking about spikes, but we got shifts, whatever that might mean. Whatever it means, I'm going to give my 3 points. I deal with signs, compassion, and I got some common sense over here. So if you don't see me out and about out there with everybody, just understand Linda is exercising her common sense. And whatever this gubernatorial thing is going to be at the end, we'll have a lot to talk about because you're out there in the political arena. I'm out there in the political arena. But at this particular time, I'm sitting back watching signs, compassion, and using common sense. So let's see what happens. I just hope the right thing happens. I don't really know, you know, where it's coming from. I kind of have my idea. But, and I got my opinion, and I'm going to keep my opinion to myself because once I get to talking, you might as well pull the pulpit up in front of me with the mic because I cannot shut up. So on that note, I'm going to leave that title alone. But it's going to be interesting, and I have you to bounce on, and you're out there with your ears to the ground and head everywhere, and I tell people all the time, you know, you want to collaborate and go with everyone because there's always two sides to a story. And when you both know both sides, you'll be able to stand in the middle of it and balance it out. But you have to do it on your own. You have to do your research. You have to find out on your own. And again, I like to say, please do not be guided around like a duck on a string in a pond, okay? Do your own research. Make up your own mind. Decide what works best for you and pay close attention. That's me. Pay close attention. So see, you're getting me started already, and I'm getting ready to wrap it on down because we'll go into another direction. Ladies, listeners, this is Mindful Monday. We got Tiffany with us. And keep in mind, that's Tiffany with an I. And that I means I will find the solution and I will get the job done. Tiffany with an I. It's not all about her. It's about us. It's the we. I don't even know how to spell it in French, but I know you heard it before. We, whatever they do in France. It's the we, but I'm going to break it down in the United States. It's the us. Always keep that in mind. And Tiffany, on that note, we're going to tell you thank you for joining us, for caring and sharing. I'm going to take us out of here with some music and give them something to relax back on and be mindful so they can start their week off. We love you, Tiffany, and we will be talking with you before the week is out, September 11, Ethiopian New Year's. We don't follow the January clock. We got a different kind of calendar. Tiffany, we love you.
Love you too, Linda. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you for taking our time to share and care, and so we can keep this moving, and happy, happy, happy holidays to you. Love you.
Mm-hmm. A broken man without a home, desperate and so alone.
Positive. We care, share, we love all through the land.